The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood. In the country, looking hard to find a home. With nothing perfect or considered.
America, bonjour, hi, Canada. Hugh Hewitt back inside the Beltway, and I got my 90 minutes of sleep. It was a brief sleep, but in that period of time, Wisconsin flipped. So as we sit here this morning, and our phone number is 1-800-520-1234. Did we have either of the young men come back in, Generalissimo, or are they sleeping it off?
Everybody's here.
We'll take phone calls. I want to know what you folks think. President Trump came down, gave his remarks. The reaction, of course, is that he's trying to steal the election. He's not. I thought he was very genuine in saying, I can't believe they've stopped counting. How can they possibly beat us? I think he's going to win Pennsylvania. I don't know how he cannot win Pennsylvania. With a 650,000 vote lead, even with as many votes as are out, and a lot of those Western Pennsylvania votes are for Trump, given that he picked up Ashtabula, Trumbull, and Mahoning counties, which are basically Eastern Ohio on the border with Western Pennsylvania. Those are my stomping grounds. I think he'll do fine there. I don't think you can steal it or even the number of votes in Philadelphia. Not even have to steal, assuming no chicanery. I don't think you can lose Pennsylvania. So it comes down to Michigan, and I'm not optimistic. I got to tell you, I'm not optimistic. Detroit's a big place with a lot of votes, but John Jackson is on the ticket. We will see that.
John James.
I do want to say I'm very thrilled with the Senate. I don't know how we can lose the Senate. That's because Susan Collins is over 50%. All the votes that are left there are going to come in from the far northeast and down east in Maine, and those are all going to be Susan Collins votes, and I think Susan Collins is going to continue being the Republican woman, female senator from Maine that we've had since 1949. And down in Georgia, where there are two Senate seats, I believe that David Perdue is going to hang on, not have a runoff. And so I think Mitch gets the corner seat, so all is not lost. But I'm curious, after you watched everything last night, what do you think? What do you think? I don't know. I'm going to go and give you the market update while we screen some calls, because Birchgold.com, not Birchgold.com, HughGold.com is sponsored by Birch Gold, and I have no idea what the market's going to think about this. I haven't looked yet, because my fear is that they are not going to like the idea of months and months and months of litigation and recounts and stress. So overseas, Japan was up 1.72% overnight. England was up 0.42%, and Germany was up 0.34%, but believe it or not, gold went down overnight, 1.11%. So it's at $1,889. It's a great time to buy gold. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you that we need lawyers, guns, and money. No, we need lawyers, gold, and money. We don't need any guns. We bought 7 million guns in the last 3 months. It's going to be resolved civilly. Everything will be fine. Calm down. The lawyers will be involved. There are going to be recounts. I said on NBC last night, this is Florida times five. That's my bottom line before I signed off. I have very little voice left. I did the 6-hour show with Ed Morrissey. He was terrific. Dwayne was here. He was here the whole show. Dwayne was here the whole show. So was Adam. So was Harley. So was Ben. It was amazing. Everybody showed up, and it was remarkable. So, Dwayne, how many governorships did we pick up?
Governorships.
That's a new pronunciation.
I'm stalling while
governorships.
I figure this out.
Is that like governorships? Are you doing? We're a little bit punch drunk.
No, I'm stalling. Is what I'm doing.
We are. We picked up four in the House. We didn't take the House majority, but Nancy's down to, I bet you, 15 at this point. Maybe 16.
There were 10. There were 10 in play, and the Republicans picked up 8 of them.
How many of those are new?
I don't know. New Hampshire, Vermont, West Virginia, Indiana, Missouri, North Dakota, Montana, and Utah all have Republican governors.
Montana is a flip. That's a flip. That's good.
Greg Gianforte.
Greg is a good guy. He's the guy that I did a fundraiser for the school scholarship people. He's a really good guy. He got in trouble when he ran for House and he punched the reporter, but he apologized, and that's behind him. He's a good guy. Vermont's a good guy. Those are all incumbents, I believe. Utah's a new governor, but
Spencer Cox.
So we've got the key thing here is House delegations, because there's actually a path. Generalissimo is kind of a crazy person. He's been figuring out every possible permutation, and there's one where we end up at 269 and 269.
But that kind of just went out the window because Nebraska 2 is now going the wrong way.
Oh, I told you that. Oh, you didn't tell me that. I thought Maine 1 was going to set that off.
Maine 2
is going for Trump.
Maine 1 is going the wrong way.
Yeah, but we were going to get one vote out of Maine, and so you didn't have Nebraska figured out.
I thought we were going to have Nebraska 2, but apparently apparently it's not.
So just do this math for me. If he wins Pennsylvania, Georgia, and North Carolina, Trump does he win?
If he wins Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, tell me about Michigan.
No, he doesn't win Michigan.
Then he won't get there. In that scenario, it will be 270-268 Biden.
Nebraska?
If Nebraska,
you screwed us.
If Nebraska 2 were held, we would have that 269 tie.
No, it's not. That was called pretty early. In my 2 hours of goneness, that had already been called fairly definitively by all the networks. So we've got the Senate. We picked up some House seats. We held our own in the states. Redistricting won't be a nightmare, which is good. I don't know how we did in the state legislative bodies count. I will look during the break. But I want to know what you think. Let's start with Detective Tom. Detective Tom in Oakland, what do you think, buddy?
Hi. Good morning. We weren't too busy tonight. My question is, this is from Mrs. Thomas. We are acceding that Georgia and North Carolina are going to go to the Trump column, correct?
Correct.
All right, and they're not going to be able to go ahead and wipe out the 650,000 in Pennsylvania, correct?
I don't think so, correct.
That seems hard to overcome.
All right, so she told me that Wisconsin went from 130,000 plus or down to a net minus of 8,500, correct?
It's now it's a deficit of 13. It's closing again. It's a deficit of 13,000, largely because all of Milwaukee County has come in.
Okay, what about the rest of the counties in Wisconsin?
Good question. There's some out of Green Bay that's left and some out of rural areas.
But perhaps not enough to flip the 13,000 is what your supposition is?
Yeah. Probably.
Probably not.
Okay, so then my question to you, Hugh, is why we're up 300,000 in Michigan right now is James...
Actually, that just changed. It's now a net advantage of Donald Trump by 67,000. There was a large chunk that was going to come in from Detroit area.
Wayne County,
and that apparently just got dumped in.
What happened to John James with that dump? 1 second, Detective.
Senate race, Michigan, it's John James has an 73,000 vote lead.
Okay, he's outperforming the president. So go ahead, Tom, what's your question?
Okay, so then the question is that you are dour about Michigan because there are what percentage of the vote in Michigan has been accounted? What percentage?
We don't know because of the way the voting happened. We don't actually have a number of ballots outstanding.
Somewhere between 82.4% and 96.8%. Somewhere in that range, they're estimating has been turned in.
So we don't really know. They can sit in Detroit and find ballots, Tom.
Yeah, right. The sunken Spanish galleon, and oh look, there's some Gorley.
Yeah, they're going to find a new island off the coast of Michigan and find some ballots. Actually, he might lose it outright. We got 1 minute, so right now I'm not an optimist about the president, but we won't know until tomorrow, probably. So,
yeah, God save the Republic.
Well, we got the Senate.
That's not enough.
And we're going to have, look, we got to fight on. I'm going to give numbers of where to contribute lawyers, gold, and money. We'll figure it out. We're going to fight on. I'm not an optimist at this point, even though we are still ahead in Michigan, and I really do think we're going to win Pennsylvania. Arizona killed us. Arizona just killed us. Don't go anywhere, America. 1-800, thank you, Tom. 1-800-520-1234. We'll be right back. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
800-500-8384. Send lawyers, guns, and money.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt.
Send lawyers, guns, and money.
That's what the Senate Majority Fund needs. Go look it up. Senate Majority Fund. I think it's senatemajorityfund.com. Send lawyers, guns, and money. They don't need guns. They need lawyers and money. We got to go defend ourselves in Georgia, make sure we hold on to the United States Senate and save the Republic. Look, the president is not out. He's been knocked to the canvas, and he's going to try and stagger up. But we did great. There was no blue wave. The president, as far as I saw, has fought to a draw against every media outlet, big tech, all the Democrats, a massive money disadvantage, and COVID, and the attempt by everyone to blame him for everything, and the American people were not putting up with it. So he has every right to fight on. He has every right to contest every vote, but there are a lot of votes to be counted. I think what he ought to have said last night is, boy, why did they stop? You know, he went a little bit ambiguous because it made it sound like he was declaring victory. He wasn't. He was just basically doing what Joe Biden did, implying a win. But there is no win. And I don't think the Supreme Court's going to be able to dodge this if it ends up in recount land in Michigan. The trouble with all the states that are close. Well, let me ask Dwayne, my own decision desk. If he wins Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania,
yes,
does he win the presidency?
He has to have Michigan, too.
Okay, so he needs Michigan, Arizona, or Nevada.
He needs one or the other. He needs Michigan. Well, they're technically four: Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona. One of those four he has to keep. With Michigan being his strongest possibility,
or Nebraska one. So we're going to be looking real close.
Nebraska two, I think.
Nebraska two. We're going to be looking real close at all the vote totals,
right,
all of them, and finding out where we are. But in the United States Senate, we might be at 51 even before Kelly Loeffler's runoff in Atlanta. But we're going to have to defend some of those seats. So send money to Senate Majority Fund. Mitch will become suddenly the most important person in saving the Republic if Joe Biden pulls this off.
He's a firewall.
And he is the firewall. Mitch. Now, that's pretty doggone good firewall. cocaine asbestos firewall. We like that. So it's not cheating yet. I'll tell you when it gets to cheating. I'll be the first one to tell you when it's cheating. I was on the air in Florida.
We've seen cheating. We know what cheating, is.
We know it. I wrote the book. If it's not close, they can't cheat. Unfortunately, the president, by the way, his travel was great. He went to Iowa and put that one away. He campaigned in Michigan where he had to go. The pollsters suck. Every single pollster said Wisconsin by 10 points. Every single one. Here it is. It's a 0.10%. They might even have an automatic recount in Wisconsin. Far as I can tell, they might have an automatic recount.
It's not automatic. If it's under a percent, either candidate can request one.
We'll do that. And meanwhile, there are still some counties in Wisconsin to come in, but it's 14,000 votes, so it's pretty hard to see that.
23,000 votes now.
It's gone up. So there's still some more to come in Wisconsin. I'm not banking on Wisconsin. I'm banking, praying about Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, and the president is the president. Right? Dwayne?
Yes.
Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan,
right.
The president is the president.
I did come up with a 269 scenario.
Which is?
The 269 scenario is he loses North Carolina in, you know, overtime, holds on to Michigan, holds on to Pennsylvania, Georgia, but loses North Carolina. Then you've got a 269-269 tie.
Okay, that's not going to happen. We're not going to lose North Carolina and win Michigan. Not going to happen. We're going to win Michigan in the presidency and North Carolina in the presidency, or the president's going to get screwed. Ruth in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Ruth, what say you?
Hi. I was all up all night and I watched this. I was very disappointed. And I'm from Pennsylvania, and I've thought from the beginning, because I've watched this unfold in Pennsylvania, the crazy voting design that they've unfolded, and it kept changing over time. And I've been here. Tens of thousands of ballots were misplaced. Every few days you'd hear about a big mishap of a batch of ballots, and we're talking large ballots, were mishandled and were even, it was just crazy. And this last bit that they had to extend it beyond the election day, it looks very fishy to us.
Well, you know, you're not going to have trouble in Pennsylvania. I think he's going to win Pennsylvania. I really do. 650,000, it's a big gap to overcome. The real problem is, where does he get the rest that he needs? Where does he get two more votes? That's the problem. Stay tuned, America. I'll be right back on The Hugh Hewitt Show.
How can you be as nice as me? You're not from the same slice as me. Where do we go?
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Remember, don't give up hope. This is not over. This is tight. I think he's going to win Pennsylvania. He just needs one more state besides Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania, he being President Trump. The state most likely to be that is Michigan, in descending order. Michigan, followed by Wisconsin, followed by Nevada, followed by Arizona. But he needs one of those four, plus Georgia, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. And we're just not going to know for a couple of days. Dwayne, do you have the 270 to win posted? 270 to win is where you go.
Yeah, 270 to win is up here. Here is the path. If you look at Nevada, Arizona staying blue, Wisconsin staying blue, Michigan holding, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia holding for the president, you have Donald Trump at 284.
But you can't lose any state. Well, you could lose North Carolina at that point.
If you lost North Carolina at that point, then you're into my 269. Welcome
right.
to 2020.
But he wins because we have the House. It's every state gets one vote in the House
Correct.
Representative.
Correct.
Ties. But they got to be flooding lawyers into Michigan and Pennsylvania just to guard the recount. And they've got to get lawyers everywhere because you might need to find one more elector somewhere else. Tell me about the Michigan difference, and how do we know how many votes are in?
The Michigan difference right now is at 66,000 for advantage to the president. It's 49.94% to 48.48% for Vice President Biden. It is saying they're estimating there's between 82.6 and 97% of the vote in. It's still undetermined.
Don't know where it is.
Because of contingencies. Most of... There may be still pockets of Lansing out there, but we think most of Wayne County is now in.
And we're looking at, there are a couple of, Marquette County isn't in, and that should be, well, actually, Marquette County is in. The only thing that isn't in is Monroe County. And, I mean, it's not in at all, Monroe County. And that is the county that's bordering Toledo. I think we won that in the Ohio-Toledo War, or they won it in the Ohio-Toledo War. So we just don't know. Wayne County's not in. There'll be an automatic recount. The war for Michigan goes on. I can't believe I'm going to have to spend all this time talking about Michigan. But we've won 5 governorships, at least 4 seats in the House. Did Mike Garcia win re-election? I haven't checked that.
Mike Garcia is in 25, if I'm mistaken. Yeah. Let me see if I can pull that up quickly.
The California results are always subject to change on the next morning. John Campbell used to say you had to be winning by 6 points when you went to bed in order to make sure you won in the morning when they brought in all their sacks of ballots in California. But the Republicans learned a few tricks this time. So
they're all carved up so different, too. It's kind of, there we go. As of, it's too early to tell. They're saying there's only maybe 5.5-6% counted. I mean, everything's mail-in in this state these days, or most, a lot of it was. They've only counted 5-6% in, so there's hardly any votes counted. And Garcia is down by a couple of thousand votes.
That, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So what the bottom line is, Republicans can't lose seats. They picked up at least 4. They picked up governorships. They've held the Senate, and it's within a whisper. It's a two-color country. It's a blue-red country, and we may have to live with Joe Biden. God save the Queen. Brad in North Carolina, what say you, Brad?
What are you into, view?
How you doing? I'm good. I'm a little punchy, a little tired.
Hey, I'm over here in Western Carolina, way out in the west side of the state. The question I have for you is this: how can they call it for Cooper there when we're all I see is four signs out here? But how can they call it for Cooper by 200,000 votes on the same ballot as the presidential election, but yet we can't call the state yet?
Because the votes that are likely to come in are from Democratic districts. And therefore, they're going to favor Cooper and disfavor Trump. So they can extrapolate out that Cooper's going to win those votes and Trump's going to lose most of them. They just don't know how many.
Now, virtually all the votes are in, except for a handful of absentees. And Cooper right now holds a 240,000 vote lead over Dan Forrest. Forrest just underperformed where Trump was, and Cooper overperformed where Biden was.
But Tillis, I believe Tillis is a lock, is he not, Dwayne?
Tillis, some outlets have called it, some haven't. Tillis right now holds a 100,000 vote lead over Cal Cunningham with essentially everything in except absentees. It's hard to think that absentees are going to be, you know, 100% against Tom Tillis, but who knows? But I think he's got a big enough lead to survive whatever's out there.
I think North Carolina may have saved the Republic with Tom Tillis. I really do. And Cal Cunningham's despicable behavior may have saved the Senate. We'll see. Let's go to Mike in Fairfax, Virginia. Good morning, Mike.
Oh, Hugh, what a night. I do have to say this. I think one of the first priorities of, frankly, any Republican governor when they get elected is to clean the ballots of the state that they get elected to. It should be priority number one, you know, to clean, you know, people who are no longer on the rolls, people who are dead, people who are not legally citizens, all that kind of stuff needs to be done from day one so that we don't go through this kind of thing again. And, you know, you never know with Pennsylvania, if they elect the Republican governor again, or Michigan, or even Wisconsin. With Michigan, I just wanted to know, the one thing I don't get, you're saying the 269-269 scenario. How does that work if it looks like the Democrats control the House? Because wouldn't they just vote for Biden?
It's not how it works.
No, it's you get one vote per state. The state casts its vote based upon the congressional delegation. So if there are more, like California would vote for Biden, but Ohio would vote for Trump. And so it's just, if it's 269-269, the president will win. I want to give you an update, by the way. It just came in. Republican. Oh, that's an old update. What's the number on John James right now? How many is he ahead by? 70,000?
John James, let me pull that window up, in Michigan is up by 73,000 votes with minimum 82%, maximum 96.5% in. So, I mean, it's getting into... It's they would have to run into heavy pockets where it's 3-1 against them to be able to.
If John James wins, the Senate is solid, and we've got a future presidential candidate. I think I told you that. So I think the Senate is solid anyway, because we're just going to flood Georgia with money, and it's going to be Kelly Loeffler, and you guys got to get used to it. I stayed out of the Doug Collins Kelly Loeffler thing.
Collins graciously stepped aside and said through full endorsement. I mean, it's everybody's going to line up true up behind Kelly Loeffler.
So the battle for Georgia is coming, and we're going to have to get every single. You know, I got the highest rated talker in the morning, I believe, in Atlanta, and I'm on in Macon in Columbus. I'm going to be telling you a lot about Georgia coming up, because we have to hold the Senate against the radical Democratic Party if Joe Biden wins. And some of you are mad at me for saying I'm giving up. I'm not giving up. I'm doing worst case and best case. Best case, tomorrow, the president is the president. And he's pulled it off, and Michigan, God save me, Michigan saved the country. But if it didn't, it's going to be a two-year struggle between Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden. Two old, wily people, one of whom is actually competent. Ron in Oregon. What do you say, Ron?
As a PCP from Polk County in my state, it shames me that they called in my state. We've been doing vote by mail for almost 20 years. And what frustrates me are the biggest thing, and I have a lot of people have gotten anxiety because of this campaign. I feel like, in my opinion, that when they called it 803, that my state has everything gone to the candidates of the Democrat Party that's been running in congressional districts and in the local areas. It insults me as a person who believes in integrity and trusts my people. We don't count our votes until 8 o'clock. They might go through and screen and everything else, but they don't start counting till about 8:05, 8:10.
But I'm not looking for an upset in Oregon, my friend. God bless you.
But the thing is, my question would be this to you, is if there's Wayne County has lost over two congressional seats in Detroit area, how is the vote doesn't stand when you got almost a 10% lead? And
well, here you go. It's not 10%. It is the president's up by about 60,000 votes, I believe. And at 11 a.m., the Detroit News posted the update. About half the precincts of the Democratic stronghold of Wayne County remain to be counted. James Jones is ahead. And a lot of people in Michigan think, as they said in the Detroit News, he held a lead deep into the night. And it's a good lead. And a double-digit lead for most of the night, but it's now down to about 74,000. It is not over for James or for the president in Michigan. It's just, boy, oh, boy, they better have lawyers at every single precinct counting. You never know why these counties come in this late. And in the old days, they held them back to cheat. And people just got to know. That's what they used to do in the old days. I'm hoping that that's not going on today. Let me talk to William in New York. Hey, William.
Good morning, Hugh. I'm almost as tired as you are. In 2012, Philadelphia voted, so it said, 100% for Obama. If Philly or other cities display obvious fraud such as that, could SCOTUS order a re-voting under extremely close supervision?
No. No. SCOTUS will uphold the decision of the state, and the state could supervise and superintend. But the state, look, Philadelphia, if he doesn't win outright, you got a Democratic governor, a very competent Democratic attorney general in Josh Shapiro, and a Democratic Supreme Court. President has to win there outright. And by the way, he didn't carry Philadelphia 100%. He carried some precincts in Philadelphia 100%. But he didn't carry Philadelphia 100%.
Okay, my bad.
All right. Thanks, William. Ray in Blue Ridge, Georgia. Hey, Ray, you got at least one. I think Purdue won outright last night, at least as I'm looking at it right now.
Yes, sir, he did. Oh, my God, that's a blessing there.
Yeah, John Ossoff, oh, my gosh.
He's a disaster. He'll disappear again for a couple of years like he always does. And we'll vote for Kelly Loeffler in January and in the runoff. I believe they should have called Georgia already because of a pipe burst in Fulton County. And there's not that many people in Fulton County that's going to make up that total there. So I just don't understand why they didn't already call my state.
You got a Democratic governor. That's why. Look, this is politics, and if you can get an edge, you take the edge.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, Georgia, you got Brian Kemp. It must be. Do you have a Democratic state Secretary of State?
Yeah, no, it's Raffensperger or something like that. No, it's all conservative down here.
Then I trust the result. If it's all, it's North Carolina that's got a Democratic governor. That's the one that worries me. And Michigan and Pennsylvania worry me because they got Democratic governors. And Pennsylvania is all Democrat. Now, Josh Shapiro's an honest guy. But we'll keep you posted, Ray. Time to take my relief act. You know, I spent yesterday when I was waiting for this nightmare of a night. I walked 10 miles. And I don't feel it except I took a 3-hour nap in the afternoon knowing I'd be on from 6 to midnight with Ed Morrissey and Dwayne and Adam and Ben and Harley. And then I stayed on with NBC until 2:45 in the morning. The president was done talking. Then I went to bed, got about an hour and a half of sleep. Come back to the studio and take my relief factor because I don't feel bad. I'm just a little punchy. 1-800-520-1234 if you want to get something past me. Today is the day to call. But the relieffactor.com is what keeps me moving. I'm not doing 10 miles today. I'm getting back home and going to bed. And then waking up hoping to find that Donald Trump is the president. But that Nevada and Arizona, we should just drop relief factor there to the people in Nevada and Arizona because it's very tight in both places. It's an 8,000 vote race in Nevada.
It's 7,600.
So they got to go recount Nevada. Arizona's a little bit bigger than that. Arizona's 93,000. So stay tuned, America. Stay tuned. America, it's Hugh Hewitt. Let me explain this to you and set the scene. At this hour, as we approach 7 a.m. in the east, there are not enough votes counted with enough certainty to call Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, or Georgia. We, meaning the president and Republicans and people like me, are confident of Georgia, North Carolina. I'm confident of Pennsylvania. I don't think they can get 650,000. The president is ahead by 646,000. Michigan, the president is only ahead by 64,000. If he wins those four states, he's president. Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. He wins. But Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada cannot be called for Biden because they're too close. In Wisconsin, the president is down 13. In Nevada, he's only down 7,600, but there aren't that many votes in Nevada. In Arizona, he's down 93,000. So that is the status as of this morning. And in the Senate, it looks like we got 51 in the bag. I keep going back to the Georgia. Did we get the 50% with Purdue? I forget.
Yeah. Well, as of now, again, everything's on pause while the vote counters are taking a nap. He's at 50.3, something like that, 50.4.
Yeah, and we have picked up Alabama and Maine is secure.
50.84. He's at 50.84%.
So that's no runoff there. So we should be fine in the United States Senate. And we're going to win that runoff with Kelly Loeffler. We are. And so Mitch McConnell's the firewall, but we're not giving up. Let's go to Medford, Oregon, and talk to Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Yes, Hugh. Good morning. I was looking on Yahoo at where President Trump is leading. He's leading in, he only needs to win Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and he'd get it. Actually, he'd be 280.
He needs all 40. He needs all four of those.
He'd be at 284 if that happened, yes.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, because it shows which state, what the delegates are for, the electoral votes for each state.
But that is a reach because of Michigan. That's the weak link there. If he loses Michigan, he's not at... Michigan's 15, I believe, and then he goes down to 269, and Joe Biden goes to 271. It's going to be one of the closest elections in American history.
Yes. So we'll see what happens in a few hours.
Thank you very much. Jeff in Orange County, California, I don't think we can claim any victories there for Michelle Steele or Kim Young yet, can we?
No, it's really close, Professor Hewitt. In 2018, we saw a blue wave hit Orange County, which was unprecedented, and I'm curious where you think it's going to go from here.
Well, you know, this is a a changing demographic. You got to get good candidates like Michelle Steele and Kim Young to make it possible. Could it could change back, but. Look, California's going to hit the wall pretty soon. I think if Joe Biden is the president, a lot of these seats, the House is very much in play in 2 years, and Mitch McConnell can hold the line for 2 years. Thank you, Jeff. John in Grand Junction, Colorado. Sorry about Cory Gardner, John. The numbers just weren't there.
Yes, sir. Hey, I would like for you guys to check into KKCO News at 7:45 this evening. Claiming that Joe Biden has taken Colorado while there were still people standing in line to vote.
Well, I will look for that. But again, that probably happened in a few places because of the calls. That is not supposed to happen. But if the official time ticked by and a few precincts were open, it's not close in Colorado. Donald Trump won by 300 and almost 400,000 votes.
No, Biden did. Biden won by Biden. The margin right now in Colorado is 410,000 votes.
Yeah, so that wouldn't have mattered, John, but thank you. Richie in Florida, you guys are the champions of the night. Florida just overperformed and blew out the idea that there was a red wave. Good on them. Picked up a couple of congressional districts in Florida. Good for you guys.
Yeah, real good. I've been analyzing the counties in each of the states, and I'll tell you what. I think Wisconsin is the answer, and I'll tell you why. I've looked at Pennsylvania. About half of the votes are in from Philadelphia. Maybe another 200,000 votes for Biden there, but it's not enough to make up the difference. And there's still a few other counties that are red counties. So that's definitely, unless there's any kind of games with ballots without matching, signatures.
I'm feeling good about Pennsylvania. Tell me your theory quickly on Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, here's the deal. I've looked at that. All the counties that went for Biden, they're 100% complete, what they indicate. The ones that aren't are for Trump, and it's 51% only for Green Bay. There's a 14,000 vote lead on 51% of the votes from that county. So that would make up the difference. There's also a few other counties with maybe 90-95% of the vote. They're red counties as well.
There's some pockets of rural, and that's, I think, why they haven't called it yet. Now, Green Bay historically votes Democrat, but the president held a massive rally in Green Bay.
He brought the shipbuilding up there to Martin Marietta.
Yes.
And we got Mike Gallagher on the ground. So I'm not, Wisconsin is probably the best shot of all these. Nevada 7,600. I just don't know Nevada well enough. When we come back, we'll bring you updated numbers from all these places. I think they're still counting in Nevada. Are they not? Or did they go home?
No, they're still counting. They're slow, but they are still updating in Nevada.
So there are going to be recounts for days. Everybody put your patient pants on because it's going to take a long, long time to thread through this. It ain't over. It looks not good for the president. Doesn't look good for the president at all. Looks very good for the Senate. Nancy Pelosi is still the speaker. That's their problem. But if Mitch McConnell has a firewall, it could have been a lot worse, although we are still hoping for the best, and I'll keep you posted when we come back to hour number two of today's You Do It show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.